is that? Well, wasn't Reston helpful on Sunday? Sure it's a new picture.
No, but I think it's because you said.
Well, I do get a B plus on that one.
You do? I think. Well, I think. I think it's your general feeling. I thought, Dave. I think you're getting these boys loosened up a little bit and helping George some and helping Bill. Bill talked to Reston.
Yeah.
And I think if you'd take them under your under your arm,
they don't need
like
any wing. They're great.
No, no, they need some leadership in this field, just like you did your faculty. I'd take them, and I try to have a coffee with them once every two or three days and say, now, here's the kind of an image we ought to mold. Here's what we ought to do. Now, boys, you talk to who you can. I'm talking to Lippman and Rustin. You talk to Drummond and so forth. I don't think we're doing that well. I got a 5-page memo this morning from Mike O'Neill, the New York News, who's a personal friend of mine.
He's
the paper
a good reporter.
Mike O'Neill just says that this thing was true under Eisenhower, that they finally had to send over to the State Department and get a secretary to come over here once in a while and brief them because Hagerty couldn't, that it was true under Kennedy, that Pierre just didn't do it, and that they had to rely a good deal on Kennedy himself and on other sources, and that it ought to be done more here. And I think
that
Moyers has got the capacity and Jack Blendy to learn anything
if
you just direct them.
No problem.
You just take them like they're teachers of freshman government, and you're the dean of faculty, and you tell them what you think they ought to do and get them to do it in your field. Because they're socially attractive. Everybody wants them out every night. But as it is now, I've got them cut off from everybody. I'm telling them not to see everybody.
Yeah, we have to do better than that.
Well, maybe you're right. I'm about to conclude you are. And I would if you take them under your wing.
I'll do it.
All right.
All right, sir.